the damn I am.
Yes. Hey, listeners. I want to introduce you all to one of I am's newest leaders. He's no stranger to this show, and now he's my special co-host for this, our fifth episode. All the way from Germany, please welcome Toby. Welcome, Toby.
Hi, Chuck. Thank you. Good to be in your studio again. Lots of flying back and forth. Some more invitations to your show, and they will give me the frequent flyer status.
Perfect. I just want to say that I'm so happy you said yes when I asked you if you'd become an I Am leader. You have so many great ideas, and it seems a whole lot of experience when it comes to music making in general. But before I ask you questions and get your answers, I want to say to those of you out there listening right now, please make sure that you're following Mr. Toby on Smule. His ID there is IAM_WebTober. He's very active on that app and has loads of OCs that you can join anytime, day or night. Toby, all of a sudden we made you an IAM leader, and in the same week we asked you to put together the IAM group song for June. Do you regret saying yes yet?
No, of course I don't regret. I felt so honored when you asked me if I wanted to be an IAM leader, and I'm happy to help. It's a wonderful group with wonderful singers, and the group song is a blast. It's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited, Chuck.
Well, it's so nice having you here. Before we move on to the countdown, I want to thank Pop again for writing his delightful song, I Am Your Friend, which we use as the theme song for this show. Pop is one of our many, many cherished I Am singers, and you can check out his many, many great original songs on Apple Music and Spotify. You can find them under his real name, Geir Riesbacken, and that's spelled G-E-I-R, last name R-I-S-B-A-K-K-E-N.
I will definitely follow him on Spotify. We also have some more thank yous to give out, and these are to the last week's judges. They were John, Annette, Stine, and Anna Maria. Thanks so much, guys.
Yes, being a judge can be hard work, and I'm sure you know that well, Toby. Are you ready to start the Big Four countdown?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Perfect. So last week, we went back to the I Am volume style, where the contestants simply tagged their best work of the week. In fourth place is the lovely and talented Carleen. Carleen is one of I Am's Dutch members, and her secret identity on Smule is IAM_JUF 1412. And by the way, I've always wondered if that JUF is short for something, or if it's initials or what. So I'll have to get her on the show so I can ask her. Anyway, go to Smule and follow her if you're not doing that already. Last week, Carleen sang one of my favorite Tina Turner songs. At least I thought it was originally by Tina Turner. Then I was surprised to discover it was originally recorded by Bonnie Tyler a year or so before Tina Turner covered it. Either way, it's an amazing song. So let's listen to Carleen and Simply the Best.
I call you when I need you, when my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wired. Ah, you come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. Speak the language of love like you know what it means. It can't be wrong. Take my heart and make it strong, baby. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone I've ever met. I'm stuck on your heart. I hang on every word you say. Tear us apart. Baby, I would rather be. Your heart, I see the start of every night and every day. In your eyes, place. I get lost, I get washed away. Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I could be in a better place. You're simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone, anyone I've ever met. I'm stuck. No, no, no. Baby, I would rather be dead. Each time you leave me, I start losing control. You're walking away with my heart and my soul. I can feel you even when I am alone. Oh, baby, don't go.
Very nice work, Carlene. You did the Queen of Rock and Roll proud with this recording. Carlene has a unique style that she brings to every song, and I can't think of anything she would not be able to sing. She's just so impressive. Also, she did video for this one, which is usually the case for her, but if you want to see that, you'll have to hike on over to Smule and watch it there, because our show here is audio only, for now. Toby, how did you like Carlene's song?
It was great. She made it a Carlene original. Carlene has such a unique voice, and I love her vibrato. Is that the right English word? I don't know. Well, however, I love that vibrato that is characteristic for Carlene singing. It's great.
Moving right along, who do we have in third place, Toby?
On third place, we have Dogu with a very cool interpretation of the song No Roots by Alice Merton, a German singer that was born in Frankfurt in the state of Hessen, just where I live too. So thanks, Dogu, for singing a song from my home. Here it is, Dogu with No Roots.
I like digging holes and hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I built a home and wait for someone to tear it down, then pack it up in boxes, head for the next round. Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. And a thousand times I've seen this road, and a thousand times I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, I've got no roots. Just a wishful plan. Ask me where I come from, I'll say a different land. But I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I can't can't get the numbers and play this guessing game. It's just the place that changes, the rest is still the same. I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. And a thousand times I've seen this road, and a thousand times I had no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots, I got no roots. I got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots, I got no roots. I like digging holes, hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I won't forget to find them. I like digging holes, hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I won't forget to find them. No roots! No roots! I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots. I got no roots. I got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I got no roots. I got no roots.
Wow, that was amazing. You really made it your own, Dogu. And I like how you brought us in the right mood for the song. I like it even better than the version by Alice Merton. What do you think, Chuck?
Well, I'm always so pleased to hear one of Doe's recordings. Over the last several years, I've gotten to know his singing style. I've gotten to know him personally, known his sense of humor. He's just a delightful person and friend. I must admit that I was not familiar with this song before, but I'm sure that Doe, knowing him, brought his own spirit and style to it. And I enjoyed listening to it very much. So next we have the number two song. Wait, stop, actually. Let's call it second place. That sounds nicer than number two. Anyway, second place, who can it be? Maybe someone I know? Oh, it looks like someone that we already have here with us in the studio today. Toby, it's you.
Yeah.
Well, it's always so nice having you here. And just so you know, there was literally a tenth of a point difference between second and first place last week. It was so close. Anyway, last week you sang a song by an alternative rock band. That band is the Verve Pipe. The song is called Colorful, and we'll talk more in a bit, but I'm just very excited to play it, so here we go.
Show is over, close the storybook. There will be no encore. And all the random hands that I have shook, well, they're reaching for the door. I watch their backs as they leave single file. You stood stubborn, cheering all the while. I know I can be colorful. I know I can be gray. I know this loser's living fortunate, 'cause I know you will love me either way. For being
good for goodness sake, but you wouldn't pantomime. You are more beautiful when you're awake than no star in a lifetime. Through the haze, it is my memory. Well, stayed for drama, though you paid for a comedy. I know I can be colorful. I know I can be gray. I know this loser's living fortunate, and I know you will love me either way.
Well, 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 well. I'm so very disappointed with that one, Toby. I'm just kidding. Big time kidding. That was magnificent. Such a beautiful song. And again, this is my first time hearing this, the Verve Pipe song. But I know in my heart of hearts that it could not be sung any better than that. You should be very proud, Toby. Very proud. That's an excellent recording. Now, I can't ask you to critique your own work, but please share a little bit about your song, like if it had special meaning or memory for you. Also, it appears that you recorded it for an official competition, so can you tell us about that?
Well, I have to say it's one of my favorite songs. And yes, I recorded it as my final entry for the Battle of Genres. Well, I was very exhausted because of the two comps I was in parallel, Ambits of Rock and Battle of the Genres. So I decided not to sing a song that the judges would love. I decided to sing a song for myself. So I sang Colorful. And because I knew that I wouldn't win the comp with that, the lyrics were perfectly what I felt. It says, "Show is over, close the storybook, and I know you will love me either way."
Very great job, Toby. Now for all you listeners out there, you can't see him in here now, but Toby is a very handsome man. So if you're into that, you should definitely go over to Smule and watch the video that accompanies his song that he just sang. Right, so Toby, the time has come, I think, for you to announce something.
Yes, it's the first place winner. And on first place this week, very well deserved, is Ann-Christine with a wonderful version of Stand By Me. It is absolutely sensational, and yes, Anki, we will stand by you. So here it is, Ann-Christine with Stand By Me.
When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Unbelievable, Chuck. Those great harmonies. I am a harmony addict, I have to say, by the way. Great ad-libs, great emotions. Anki, that was a hell of a number one song. Congratulations.
Well, I totally agree. I just absolutely loved everything about this. All the layers were excellent. The echoes, background voices, harmonies, just all so amazing. This is such a charming work of sound. Is that a thing? Work of sound? Well, a work of art made of sound. Anki is another one of IAM's prized members, and you can discover many, many more of her works of sound by going over to Smule and following the wonderful IAM_AnkiPanki, and that's spelled AnciPanki. Well, the countdown is now finished, and this is the part of the show where we normally have a surprise guest to introduce to you all. However, I have not heard the limousine pull into the studio yet, so I guess we'll just have to, Oh, wait a minute. I think I hear it now. Yes, here they are, ladies and gentlemen. We do have our surprise guest. She's just off the airplane from Sweden. AnkiPanki, welcome to Good Damn, I Am.
Yay, Anki.
Thank you so much, Chuck and Toby. I'm really excited about this because I've never been in a podcast before. So this is my first time. Once again, thank you so much for having me as your guest.
Well, we are so thrilled to have you here. And I've been dying to ask you something. The way I've been pronouncing your name all these years, is Ankipanki correct? And also, what is it short for?
Well, you pronounce it perfectly because Ankipanki is how I would say it. And Anki is short for Ann-Kristin, which is my real name. And Panki comes from when my youngest sister was a kid and she was excited to see me. She said, "Oh, Ankipanki!"
I love that.
Anki, the longest day of the year is coming up soon and we know you live in Sweden. So would you care to share some details about your famous midsummer celebration?
You know, I'm not a traditional girl when it comes to celebrating midsummer, but if I was, I would have gone outdoors to have lunch or dinner with my family and eat herring and potatoes, maybe have a schnapps, which is pure alcohol, but I don't. And of course, have strawberry cake for dessert. Then we'd go sing children's songs and dance around the midsummer pole. And the pole is basically pole or a cross. Decorated with flowers that we pick and decorated with. As I'm not that traditional girl, I'll probably go barbecuing with my family instead. But don't forget that although we have sunlight almost all day and night, midsummer in Sweden is often cold and rainy, so we'd go inside after a couple of hours to warm up.
I would love some strawberry cake.
Anki, your challenge song, the bossa nova version of Stand By Me, I must say, it suited your voice very well. I heard that you can sing gospel, jazz, soul, rock, and many other genres. So please share with us some of your musical experience and some of the important things you've been influenced by.
Oh, thank you. I've been singing all my life and started singing in children's church choirs at the age of 7. And I've never stopped singing in choirs. Right now, I'm in 2 different gospel choirs, so one could say that gospel music is my base in singing. And gospel music is the ground for almost all the genres you mentioned. Singing in choirs have taught me so much about harmonies, emotions, solos, group dynamics, music theory, and not to forget, friendship through music. I actually don't listen to music very often, but if I do, I choose rock music like Metallica, Guns N' Roses, or Aerosmith. Maybe that doesn't show much when I listen to my Smule recordings, but I'm a rock girl.
Yes, that's so true what you said about friendship through music, which is exactly what I Am is all about. It's very true, too, that gospel music seems to be the basis for so many other genres, and I know that you love being in gospel choirs, and I also remember hearing, I think, that you toured with them a few times here in the United States. Can you tell us a little bit about those trips? And just for my own curiosity, did you have a favorite place that you visited while you were here in the U.S.?
Yes, that's correct. I have visited the U.S. 4 times, but with 3 different gospel choirs. In 2013, I went to Chicago, Illinois. In 2015, I went to the city of New York and Chicago, Illinois on the same tour. In 2018, I visited New Orleans, and on my last trip in 2019, I visited Cleveland, Ohio, with the same choir as on my first visit. All tours have been amazing experiences, but if I have to choose a favorite place, I have to say Cleveland, Ohio, because we visited our friends there, and friendship through music is the best.
Well, Cleveland is home to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I think that's very appropriate to be your favorite city.
Anki, thank you for joining us here at Good Damn I Am. We are so thrilled to have you and your extraordinary voice here in the I Am group.
We never get tired of hearing you sing.
Thank you so much. And Chuck, Toby, you are great hosts. I love you.
Aw, thanks so much for that. So until next time. Have a great damn, I am.
Good damn, I am.
Have a great damn, I am.
I am. Your friend.
I Am Radio.